time now for your comments, and we begin today with letters to our personal finance advisor, Michelle Singletary. We get a lot of letters from Michelle, usually asking about college savings plans or fixed versus adjustable mortgages. But this week, our mailbox filled up with letters from listeners questioning her advice to save gas by turning off the air conditioner and rolling down the windows. Here's a bit of my interview with Michelle.
When you have the air conditioner on, your car has to use more energy, and that uses more gas. Listen, roll the window down, stick your head out the window. No, I'm just kidding.
You are too cruel. Okay. But our listeners, many of them pointed out that just this past weekend, our comrades, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, took up this very issue on their program, Car Talk. And the Car Talk guys say, no, at least when you are on the highway, roll up the windows and turn on the AC. Their rationale, backed by some science, comes down to drag. It seems that in modern cars, at higher speeds, the amount of drag created by open windows uses more fuel than does the AC blasting with the windows shut tight. And in a report about the California budget stalemate, we noted that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger used the term girly men to describe Democratic lawmakers in Sacramento. Listener Julie D'Angelo of Burbank, California, was distressed by this, and not only with the governor, but with us for being what she termed as amused by his behavior. But another California listener, Michael Stemple, thinks everyone should just lighten up. As an openly gay man, he writes, I think the California legislature should learn to laugh at themselves and get down to the people's business by making the compromises necessary to pass a budget. Several listeners took issue with our segment Monday on the Red State, Blue State quiz. The quiz was designed to show in a playful way whether your cultural bent was closer to Blue California or Red Kentucky. It asked multiple choice questions about people like Lee Greenwood, he's a country singer, and about Whole Foods, that's a natural food supermarket. But one question struck some of our listeners as off. It was, what does the Eighth Commandment prohibit? Our answer was stealing, and that is correct if you follow the Jewish or Protestant form of the commandments. But as many Roman Catholic listeners pointed out, their church uses a different numbering scheme. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor is number 8 in the Catholic version of the Ten Commandments, with thou shalt not steal holding steady at number 7 on the charts. From Seattle, a response to a story we aired last week about efforts by political parties to get young people to vote. 21-year-old Drew Vance writes to say that among the many reasons young people don't vote is the education system. He writes, not once in my 4 years of high school, and I went to 5 different schools, did any one of them have a program to actively encourage 18-year-old high school students to vote. And finally, praise for our just-concluded 5-part series on the U.S.-Mexico border town of Juarez. Listener Dean Perry writes, thank you, Scott Carrier, for your work. I am always relieved when I hear your voice. Thanks for that, Mr. Perry, and to everyone who wrote in. We'd like to hear your voice, or at least your opinion, so write to us. The address is daytoday@npr.org. Remember, put comment in the subject line and include your name and where you live.